day 13. Give us this day. Congratulations, it's your 13th day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, you know the requests and the needs of my friend who's now spending this time in the intimacy of your presence. I know that today you want to provide for his or her needs, whether they're physical, emotional, temporary, or eternal. Because you're a God who gives of himself, who forgives. I believe that. In your goodness and generosity, you're providing and giving again today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You're now entering into the secret place, into intimacy with the Father who hears you as you present your requests to him. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray this way: Give us this day our daily bread. Until this point in the Lord's Prayer, everything was focused on the Father, his glorious heaven, his name, his kingdom, and his will. But now, Jesus invites us to look at our own requests and communicate them to God. The Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Philippians 4:6. We're going to go through this verse together, step by step. Be anxious for nothing. Father, I'm not going to be anxious. I lay all my worries, every burden at your feet. Take a moment to say this to the Lord in your own words. But in everything, Father, you know my situation. You know what I'm going through. You know everything about me. You even know the number of hairs on my head. You know when I get up and when I lie down. Take a moment to share what you're experiencing, your everything right now with your Heavenly Father. By prayer and supplication. Father, Jesus told us to ask you for anything in his name. He also said, "And I know that you always hear me." John 11:42. Hear and answer my prayers and supplications as you do those of your Son, Jesus. Take a moment to realize that God wants to hear you and answer your prayers. With thanksgiving. Father, thank you. Jesus said, "You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father." John 14:13. Be glorified, Father, by responding to my requests. Thank you for your faithfulness and goodness. Take a moment to praise God with a grateful heart. Let your requests be made known to God. Father, I come to you with requests, with needs. Here they are, Lord. Take a moment to reflect on your requests and express them to God. Don't hold anything back. Tell him everything. One of the authors of the book of Psalms said, "I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath." Psalm 116, 1 and 2. Now take a few minutes to listen to God in silence. He absolutely wants to talk to you about your requests and what he can do for you. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Congratulations. Throughout this day, continue with thanksgiving and call on the Lord in prayer. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence. Extend this time if you'd like. I'll see you tomorrow for the 14th day. Have a beautiful day in His presence. Thank you.